customize, and buy in less than 2 minutes.
The biggest trending stories from around the world. This one's got the world talking. It's not Miss Universe, it's Miss America.
The Miss America beauty pageant. Now, this has been going on since 1921.
What?
Okay, it's a beauty pageant, and it's always had these two massive segments. One is the swimsuit competition.
Yes.
And the evening gown section.
Okay.
So those were the two probably most famous parts of this competition. Well, the whole pageant is getting a makeover. In fact, they're not even going to call it a pageant anymore. It's going to be called a competition. It will no longer have a swimsuit section or an evening gown section.
They got rid of the swimsuit competition.
Yes, and they are going to include women of all sizes. And they say they will no longer judge candidates based on their outer physical appearance. Instead, they want to highlight their achievements and their goals in life.
Let's get rid of guns first, and then we can worry about this Miss America pageant. Mm. How's that sound?
That's a good point.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that, Sheena? Coming from a female perspective, they've got rid of the bikini part.
Well, I feel like this is all come about after the whole hashtag Me Too. And
sure.
There was some drama with some of the people involved in the show as well. And I do feel like, you know, outer beauty is not really what defines a person. So I think it's cool that they want to highlight other aspects of a woman to share that with the world.
I agree. Here's my two cents. You can agree or disagree. I believe that because of the heritage of this competition from 1921, I would have liked them to maybe create a separate competition, that has this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why am I not surprised that a lot of guys seem to be having that reaction?
No, it's not about that. It's not about because, the girls walk out in the swimsuit. It's not about that. The last thing I see, I detest seeing girls on Instagram showing us their body parts. I really detest that.
So what's your argument? Why do you think they should keep it in?
I'm saying it's got such long heritage, this competition.
Right.
So we've just come in now to say, well, let's change it all because of Me Too and all that. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, is to make changes to this. I'm saying create another one.
You're digging yourself here.
I'm not digging.
They're calling it Miss America 2.0 because what they're saying is
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman wearing a bikini parading, saying, hey, I've worked out, this is what I'm doing.
I'm not going to lie, I actually watched that part of the pageant too.
100%. That's what everybody watches when they're watching this pageant.
I just think it's cool that they're going to highlight what's really important.
I think it's great. I think let's create a completely separate competition, which is going to be on a bigger platform possibly, that's going to showcase what the women have, not just their body.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to think that I'm saying, oh yeah, I want to see girls in bikinis strutting around. It's got nothing to do with that. All right.
Well,
it's got nothing
like
to do with that.
You like the heritage of the competition. You want to keep it that way.
You're changing something from 1921, and I'm not saying changes. Change is good, but I just think we have to be careful with how much we change.
No, I see what you mean.
This competition is. All the girls that go into this, everything that goes behind it, it's going to completely flip this comp right now. It's going to be completely changed.
But I think it's going to flip it in a good way.
Yeah, and more people will be able to get involved with it. It's going to be more inclusive of the general American population of women.
I'm finding it hard to explain myself here.
You're not coming across in the right way.
Well, I don't think there's a wrong way or a right way. I don't think a guy saying that a girl in a bikini looks good shouldn't be a bad thing to say. I don't think, are we at our time right now where I can't say, oh, wow, that girl's amazing, she's beautiful. I can't say that now. Is that wrong?
I mean, I would take it as a compliment.
Yeah, like, is that what we want to say now?
No, I never said that.
Well, that's what you're telling me, because that's all I'm saying in this comp.
I just said that, I'm trying to understand the reasons why you don't want to change
it. I'm not saying Miss America should be solely based on the bikini, because no way. But there's a bunch of things, like male models. Like, well, I don't want to see a male guy walking down a catwalk. So, like, what?
Okay. I don't know.
You lost me there. What?
What's the difference between a guy walking around or these shows that women go and see of men in Vegas? What's the difference? Like, I'm just trying to get, I feel like there's a little bit back and forth going on here.
Right.
What do you think, Raju?
I don't know.
Likes it. God save America. It works. It works. Nancy's in for the change. Nancy likes the change.
Yes, I absolutely love the change. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Nance. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm very much with Sheena on this.
Yeah.
You see lots of hate messages on Instagram and all about body shaming and everything.
Yeah.
It's about time everything like that stops. Everybody is hooked on who is looking best in their bodies and everything, and they neglect the inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's about time we change all of that. I have a six-year-old that asked me, Mommy, if I eat that, will I become fat?
Oh, my goodness.
What is that about?
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't think changing that part of that is going to change the world.
We'll start from the top and go down.
It won't change the world, but, I mean, a little change will help. You know, a little change will shape the future of our kids.
Yes,
I
agree.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but let's start off on Instagram and YouTube where it's there 24/7, where you can't hide it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's each it's each individual's decision.
Yeah, but they're the big competitions are
promoting it.
Yeah, yeah, and
exactly.
They're influencing
they're
these kids.
The minds of the kids.
But hold on,
of the women.
Okay, all
they're
right.
Creating an aspiration and saying that you can never do this unless you look like this.
But me is enough. The way I look is enough. It's enough that I'm God created me this way, and I should accept that.
Yes.
And my kids are created this way, and they should accept that, and everybody else should.
Not just accept
and beauty
it.
Magazines.
Hey,
appreciate it.
The person that said, shut up, Chris. Can we get them on the phone? Get the person that said, shut up, Chris Fade. I want to speak to them as well, because I want these views. Well, this is what it's all about. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Andy,
your thoughts, Andy, real quickly.
I actually agree with you, Chris. I think the original competition is iconic
in
its format. But again, in the other context of it, I agree with everything else that everyone else is saying, to the point that, you know, women should be respected for the fact of their achievements rather than their body.
Of course, I agree. I'm not saying concepts. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
My thing is it's a heritage thing. It's something that's gone through since 1921.
That's your point, right?
That's my point. Like, I don't know. It's like a...
So you feel like they shouldn't get rid of it. However, they should also include the other facets.
Of course, okay. Yeah.
Well, they do. They have, they ask questions.
Yeah, I feel like that last part where they ask questions is normally just something that we laugh at.
That this is going to just change the entire dynamic.
Yes.
So let me ask you something. Doesn't Miss America then go to Miss Universe?
I believe you started Miss America, then you moved towards Miss Universe. I believe. So
it could be it could literally change
the
entire scope of what these competitions are about. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but hey, let's not, I don't know.
I just think it would be really cool to be like the smartest, most amazing woman in the world
I've got Nina on. Oh, Nina hung up.
Sorry.
Nina's gone.
She's the one that told me to shut up. I really wanted to talk to her.